ladies and gentlemen, the present sannyasis, devotees, we present to you the children of the Hare Krishna movement. Supreme friend, supreme proprietor, and the supreme beloved, one day remembered the gopis' prayers to the goddess Kachayani to have the smiling face Krishna as their husband. On the full moon night of the Sharad season, the most beautiful night in the year, Krishna began to fulfill the pure desire of the damsels of Vraj. Krishna is always complete with his six opulences. Yet he still wanted to enjoy the company of the gopis in the Rasa Leela. To put it simply, Krishna is the supreme autocrat, not answerable to anyone. He is the husband of all living entities, the original enjoyer, Adi Purush. The forest was filled with fragrant flowers, and the atmosphere in the groves of Vrindavan were cooling and crisping. As Krishna played his flute, the gopis all over Vrindavan became enchanted by its sound. And their attraction to the vibration of the flute, increased 1,000 times.
Although they were with their husbands, they became eager to rush to the place known as Vamsivata. Some of them were milking cows, but left their milking business halfway through. Others left freshly collected milk boiling over the stovetop to hasten to Vamsivata, not caring whether the milk boiled over or not. Some gopis were breastfeeding their small babies. Some serving their families their evening meal.
Oh.
rush to that spot where Radhanath was playing his flute. A few gopis wanted to decorate their faces with nice ointments and dress very nicely for their gopal. But they couldn't complete those simple tasks because their pulses quickened from the intense anxiety that they were feeling to be with their mother Mohan. Some put the lower garments of the lower parts of their garments on the upper parts of their bodies, and the upper garments on the lower parts of their bodies.
As the gopis began leaving their homes, their husbands, elder brothers and fathers forbade them to go to Krishna. Stop! Some husbands detained the gopis and locked them up within their rooms. Ha! Krishna. Being unable to go to Govinda, the gopis began to meditate upon his transcendental form. They already had Krishna's form within their mind, and they proved to be the greatest and the foremost of the yogis, constantly thinking, smaranam, remembering Krishna. It is to be understood that most of the gopis are eternal associates of Gopinath, the Lord of the gopis. And in the spiritual world, they are manifestations of the pleasure potency of the Lord, expansions of Srimati Radharani. Assembling at that sacred place of Vamsivat, the gopis were now in the company of their sweet Govinda. But Krishna, being the playful and clever Lord that he is, began to enchant his coward girlfriends with his word jugglery. Oh, ladies of Vrindavan, you are very fortunate and very dear to me. I am pleased that you have come here. I hope that everything is well in Vrindavan. So what can I do for you? Please order me. Well, kindly take your seats. And tell me what it is that I can do for you. The gopis had come before Hari to enjoy his company, but now he was speaking so officially with them, showing all kinds of etiquette, they began to smile amongst themselves, but they eagerly listened to him. Krishna then addressed them. You should know that it is the dead of the night. The forest is very dangerous. Ferocious tigers, bears, wild jackals, and wolves prowl these groves. I think that you are all at great risk, so you should turn back immediately. Please understand that I appreciate very much your beautiful bodily features, and all of you have, how shall I say, very thin waists. But it does not look very good for young boys and young girls to be together in the dead of night. I know that you have left your homes without permission of your fathers, elder brothers, sons, what to speak of your dear husbands. They must all be very anxious to find you. They must be searching in different places, here and there, right now. And their poor minds must be very agitated. Please, go back and make your family peaceful again. Hearing these words, the gopis became somewhat disturbed. They diverted their attention to the beauty of the forest instead. Huh. The forest was illuminated by the bright moon, and the breeze blew silently over the blossoming flowers. Krishna then spoke to her. I think that you have come here merely to see the beautiful Vrindavan forest on this outstanding night. You must be satisfied. So now you should all return home and engage in faithful service to your husbands as the chaste wives that you certainly are. There is no need to stand near me, so please return to your family. Out of great sadness, the gopis began to breathe heavily. Instead of looking at Sri Gopal's face, they bowed their heads down and began drawing various curved lines on the ground with their toes. Shedding heavy tears, their cosmetic decorations began to wash away from their beautiful faces. Remaining silent, they just stood there. The silence expressed the grievous wounds that afflicted their hearts. And finally, after fighting back torrents of tears, they spoke to Krishna.
Krishna, you are so very cruel. You shouldn't talk like this. We are surrendered souls. We have come here to you, leaving everything else behind, just to take shelter of your lotus feet. Please, please do not reject us. And how can you reject us, knowing fully well that we have no other shelter other than your lotus feet? Please, please be our supreme friend and allow us to embrace you as our supreme beloved. Dear Lord, you have repeatedly asked us to return home, but that is an inappropriate instruction, for we have become stuck here in the spot. Our legs, they have no power to move a step from your lotus feet, and we have left our homes with the hope that we shall completely devote our lives to your service, and we are simply begging to be engaged with your servants. That is all we ask, dear Shyama Sundara.
Hearing these heartfelt pleas of the gopis, Sri Mukunda, who was conquered by their unconditional love, simply smiled and then began to reciprocate with his topmost devotees, the gopis of Vrindavan. gentlemen, the children of the Harvest School. Makeup artists and all the backup crew for this particular drama. And first and foremost, like with many unique additions to the yatra, to the festivals, to the temple, and to all the beautiful plans of ISKCON in Durban, again, it is only by his kind arrangement and his perseverance that we've had this wonderful Bhagavad Kata for the second year running, and also guaranteed for future years to come. Please join me in thanking our very own Swarup Damodar Prabhu. Also to the organizing team that assisted him in putting everything together so nicely, our Rath Yatra and festival organizing teams, and that is none other than Mother Champakalata, Umesh, Balaram, and Upendra, and their team. So to them, a very, very big thank you. To all our sponsors, especially the Miraj family that has sponsored all the water and so many things, to them, a very big thank you. And of course, to all the wonderful devotees that have supported this program and have come out every night and enjoyed it every night, thank you to you as well. Of course, you may wonder, what are you going to be doing over the next, well, after tomorrow rather. You're going to be home, there's no more evening katas. But take the cue from Maharaj and try and read one verse from Bhagavad Gita, one page. And I promise you, you will be ending up reading a chapter because you cannot put it down. Don't be overwhelmed by the many volumes. It is actually very nectarian reading. One very special person, and I want you to please thank him from your heart, that really ties it all together. He's the invisible thread through everything that happens with all these arrangements. His Grace Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. I was speaking to him earlier in the back there, and he was trying to work out his energy levels, especially over the next day and the following day. And I just realized that over Janamastami, he had gone without sleep together with some of the other devotees, but him especially, for days on end. And even when we went home, after Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, he continued working for the next day and the following day. And he only managed to get some real rest by that weekend. So thank you.